Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, if we look at the studies about why car accidents happen, and of course car fatalities have been dropping over the years, they're actually, even though there are more drivers, there are less fatalities, and a lot of that has to do with the improvements in the safety features in the car, like airbags, and when you have a front-end collision, the energy is absorbed into the car and it protects you. So a car accident is never, ever a good thing. It's always a traumatic experience. But, of course, there, in my opinion, there are two reasons why it happens. One is someone is gone out and had some alcohol or a substance and they're drunk or they're high. But the second reason is that they're just so rushed that they're careless. They're late for an appointment. They're upset. They're not paying attention. And all of a sudden, they make a mistake that they normally wouldn't make. And because they make that mistake, they get into a car accident. They're just not paying attention. And what happens in our business? In our business, every single day, we are rushed. We are pushed. We, you know, have to make decisions. We've got things on our mind. We're not thinking. And we rush a key business decision. And that creates a collision between success and failure. Although it's not life-threatening, in many ways it is life-threatening. So when you're looking at your day, no matter how upset you are, and if you are, and you know, you're human, you can get upset, you can have things not go the way you'd like them to go, you can be totally just out of it and just not be your normal self, walk away. Don't make any decision. Most decisions do not have to be made on the moment. And that's another thing, that someone that wants you to decide their way will try to put pressure on you to put you in a position of making the decision that they want. You have to look at your overall strategy. Everything is driven towards your strategy. Everything is driven as to what you need or want from the business. And if you're making quick decisions that have no basis for fact, that have no sound business judgment, you're never going to reach your goals. All you're going to do is go backwards, and it's going to be more of a hole you have to dig out of. So when you're thinking about what's going on in your business and you're not on your game and you don't have all of the facts, take a moment, think about whether it's time to make that decision. And not making a decision at that moment is sometimes the best decision that you can make. Now, overall, not making a decision on any subject is the worst thing that you can do, because not making a decision is making a decision. I know that sounds like an Abbott and Costello routine, but it's just the facts. So you have to absolutely say to yourself, what is best for my business? What is my strategy? What is my overall goal? Does this fit into what we need to do for the business? And of course, it's what do we need to do business for the business today, and what do we need to do for the business long term? They are sometimes in conflict with each other. Sometimes we'll make a decision that seems good for the day, or we just want to get it out of the way, but it doesn't meet our long-term strategy. All it does is create another problem. So if we're making a decision and it's not the right decision, it creates another problem and another problem and another problem. And that's why you being the strategist of the business and the person that will decide the ultimate future of the business on any given day, and every business decision is important. Let's get the facts, and let's make sure that we have a clear mind when we're making any decision whatsoever. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.